To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hour number two of the program happening right now. Glad to have each and every one of you on board on this Monday. Week 13 of the National Football League is coming to a conclusion, and we've got the New England Patriots. Suddenly, you throw Vrabel in the mix. Drake May is the best quarterback in the NFL right now, whether you believe that or not. And you've got a team that is putting a absolute spanking to the New York Giants. Raise your hand if you picked the New England Patriots to cover the spread. Yeah, boy, did. Raise your hand if you picked the Giants to cover the spread. That guy did.
What's the score?
30-7.
Don't need to look at the video. Youngway Koo, or whatever his name is, he missed the ball on a field goal attempt.
Oh. You know, he's had a rough year. Is he kicking for the Giants now?
Yeah. Ooh. And somehow he missed the ball.
My man is having a rough year. He got cut by the
Atlanta.
He got cut by Atlanta after he missed a couple field goals there, and it's just been and you know, this guy's 2 years removed from like a Pro Bowl.
Yeah. So everybody, they were getting jerseys. People were buying Youngway Koo jerseys.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're probably burning them now, but unfortunately, that is. First of all, 979, slow your roll. I know y'all are Nembhard haters, but he's hooping right now. First of all, who said that?
I remember posting on my Instagram before the season started that Nembhard was going to be special.
I tell you what, if there's one thing I do not like, if there's a Fred Davis pet peeve, don't tell me what I'm thinking.
The Mavericks were losing by 20 after the first quarter. They've outscored them 36-22, the Nuggets, in the second quarter. It's now tied 63-63.
How much does our boy Cooper have?
9.
So your 30-point parlay is unlikely to hit.
I mean, unless he scores 20 in the second half.
Oh, so it's not even halftime yet.
No, it's 3 minutes left in the second.
So apparently defense is optional in this particular contest.
Anthony Davis, 19 already. So the under is cut.
Yeah, so you're done on that one.
Ryan Nembhard, 9 points, 5 assists.
Which apparently, so 979, where did you come up with that, by the way? I don't, look, maybe you got us confused with another show or another station. I don't know. But that's,
and I want to give Nembhard haters, too, is crazy.
Nembhard, do we even talk about it now? Look, if you were going to say, Jalen Tolbert haters, if you were going to say Dante Exum haters, that would be, I could understand that. That would be feasible, plausible. But don't start Casey Weinberging us, okay? What's that guy's name?
Wesley Steinberg.
You heard me.
Why do you keep calling him Casey? What is your infatuation with Casey?
I don't know, Blake. I don't know. You know what? He's a parody account. I'm a parody account. How about that? By the way, shout out to that 817 for motivating me this program. Said I was boring and that he needed some fire out of me. And that's all, you know what? And I took that personally. And here we are.
By the way,
considering that Blake called everyone's attention to look at this goatee that I've shaved my beard into, I want you guys to all look at the Twitch and YouTube and check out Blake in his construction foreman outfit that he's wearing today, okay?
What you laughing back there for, Dylan?
Yeah, because he knows. So I'm wearing jeans today, which, you know, I don't wear jeans a lot, but it's cold outside. So I thought, you know what? Let me throw a pair of jeans on. I've been told I look good in jeans. Whatever. Take that for what it's worth.
Okay.
And my boy comes in, sees me in the with the goatee, laughs. Ha, ha, ha. Didn't recognize you. Oh, and you're wearing jeans, too. Ha, ha, ha. Okay, let's laugh about it. Meanwhile, my man's over here looking like he's got a endorsement deal with Carhartt going on right now.
Maybe I do.
He's got the Carhartt utility pants on,
yep,
and the Carhartt hoodie, mm-hmm, as well. I mean, I can't decide if you just came off a construction site or if you've been sitting in a deer lease for the last 24 hours.
That's a compliment.
Or maybe
I
both.
It.
Or maybe both.
I thank you.
It's very Texas of you.
It's very, very Texan.
Now, are you more of a bow and arrow guy? Or are you using the gat to kill the deer?
I'm more of a spear kind of guy.
Choke it with your bare hands.
Just throwing.
I hit him with a tranquilizer dart and then strangle him to death afterwards. So anyway, all right. So
this guy is saying, I said he was a Brunson type player, and y'all made fun of it.
Yeah,
still
because,
make
it's,
fun
because
of that.
It's absurd.
We'll
go ahead and make fun of it again. Okay, just because we didn't like your comparison doesn't mean we're a Nembhard hater. I respect that you think he's a Jalen Brunson type, but that's where we'll stop.
That's where we'll stop.
Because now, look, if he gains, 30 pounds in the next two or three seasons and grows a couple inches, then maybe he's a Jalen Brunson type. But that's a tall leap to suggest right now that he's a Jalen Brunson type right now. I don't think their games could be more different.
Every young player who's like small, that's Jalen Brunson right there.
Jalen Brunson.
He plays like his brother who's on the Pacers.
Seriously, he's more Earl Watson than he is Jalen Brunson. Let's get that straight. Shout out to my boy Earl Watson. All right, so the internet was going nuts on Saturday night when Cooper Flagg became the youngest rookie youngest NBA player ever to score 35 points. He's 21 days away from being 19 years old. Much has been made of that, but we saw and what made that game impressive, and you and I talked about it the other day, is like, look, it's one thing when you put up a 30 burger against the Pelicans, again, one of the few teams in the NBA that's actually worse than you are, but you did this against Kawhi, Zubac, mm-hmm, and James Harden. Now, again, it's not like James Harden is any kind of defensive.
I know we're about to love him up. Did you see that one possession where Kawhi said, I'm done scoring, letting him score on him? He picked him up on the block and made him turn the ball over out of bounds?
No.
Oh, Kawhi absolutely clamped him in the fourth quarter for one possession. Cooper still did his thing, but there was one possession Kawhi said, I'm not letting you score. And he poked the ball out probably four different times and made Cooper turn it over and was like all up in him. And it was just more of a, it was like a welcome to the NBA moment.
Yeah.
I'll have to show you that. But
which is okay. I mean, look, and again, you forget that when Kawhi, and you know what, that if I was a Clipper fan, I'd be pissed. Because it's like, oh, wow, Kawhi, so you can be an all-pro type defender when you want to be. You can turn things on or flip the switch when you want to.
He's on a minutes restriction, and in that game he was on a minutes restriction.
I'm tired of hearing about Kawhi on a minutes restriction, okay? The guy's been on a minutes restriction since he left Toronto, okay? I mean, seriously.
I mean, that's true.
You know what the most we've heard about Kawhi Leonard is collecting money that he didn't do anything for. Like, that's been the biggest Kawhi story since that and bowing out of the Olympics. Is what we know about Kawhi since he left Toronto.
Where do you think, I'm looking it up right now. You can talk about Cooper Flagg. I'm going to look up Kawhi's stats as it compares to the rest of the NBA. Cooper Flagg, what did you think? What did you notice for him to score his first 30 ball?
You know,
other than just the stat.
His aggressiveness, mm-hmm, right? Like
early. He had like 17 in the first quarter. Something like that.
He was aggressive. I'll tell you what. He does not mind taking it to his left.
Mm-mm.
All right.
As an 18-year-old.
That's what impressed me the most is he has zero issue taking it to his left. And
12 in the first quarter, 6 of 9. He shot the ball 9 times in the first quarter versus the Clippers.
Yeah.
And you got to remember, that was a game that had a lot of players out. These were the players on the floor for the Dallas Mavericks when they played the Clippers the other night, the 114-110 win. Cooper Flagg, most minutes. Next player with the most minutes, Najee Marshall. Dwight Powell, Clay, Brandon Williams. There was many a times where it was Musa Cisse out there, Ryan Nembhard, Caleb Martin, and like Najee Marshall with Cooper Flagg. Like, it was like, brother, if you don't score, nobody.
If you don't score this one, ain't, I mean, who's left?
Klay Thompson also had an historic game. He turned back the clock.
Yeah, he did.
Six threes.
6 of 10.
In the second half, Klay went off. He ends up with 23 points. Brandon Williams.
We got in the ocean, too.
Got in the ocean. The SS Stallion.
I'm here for it.
If you guys missed that, Najee Marshall's just been a consistent force for the Mavericks. Night in and night out. And then it was confirmed. I had one of my friends over Saturday night watching the game. I called you. Caleb Martin.
You were pretty well disturbed by everything that he was doing.
If there's any Mavs fans listening, there's no way you watched that Clippers game on Saturday and you were just asking yourself, why does Caleb Martin have a jersey? Every time he touches the ball, he's driving, throwing the ball under the backboard, turning the ball over, or he just doesn't drive at all. He is Jaden Hardy, Grant Williams, and Maxi Kleber and Tim Hardaway all mixed into the worst versions of themselves, and that's Caleb Martin. And you gave up Quentin Grimes for him and a second round
pick. It could have kept him.
He actually makes less than Caleb Martin.
Yeah, Quentin Grimes, I mean, if you had him, I mean, he would be such a welcome addition to this basketball team right now.
But you have Caleb.
But you've got Caleb Martin, who does nothing for nothing. You. Brings zero.
I know they bring him in for defense, but I'm like, I trust Najee more on defense. I trust Max more on defense. I trust PJ more on defense. He's not some stalwart where you're just like, when Caleb's out there, nobody scores on him.
I was going to say, for what he doesn't do on offense, it's negligible to a net negative on defense. And here's the thing, and with all due respect to Caleb Martin, he looks like his confidence is shot. I mean, seriously, I mean, he looks like a guy who no more wants to be out there, who's questioning his own sanity, who's questioning his own place in life.
You see him when he catches like an open in the corner? He'll hold it for like five seconds.
He wants no part of touching that basketball, right? I mean, he wants no part of touching. I mean, at this point, you might as well have just kept Omax and gotten rid of Caleb Martin.
At least develop Omax Young.
I mean, at least he'd try to shoot. Yeah. You know what I mean? I mean, at least he would give something to you. So I feel bad for Caleb Martin. I really, really do at this point of the game.
He's got the worst hitch in his jumper I've ever seen someone text it in the 979.
No, he's I don't know what you do if you're Caleb Martin. And they keep throwing him out there.
He keeps getting heavy minutes. He'll be out there in the first quarter for 8 minutes. I'm like, what are we? I'd rather have Jaden Hardy. Like, Jaden Hardy is more of a plus.
Oh, he absolutely give you 15. Is. Now, look, he might give you five turnovers, but at the very least, he's going to. He's going to push. I mean, exactly. At least you get offense with Jaden Hardy. All right. At least you get offense with Jaden Hardy. So it's like, all right. I mean, it's negligible, kind of the difference between offense, defense. But Caleb Martin, again, I don't know what value he's bringing you at this point, other than
in practice.
Just being another body.
I wish I could give you a great answer on why Caleb Martin's getting.
And why is Dante Exum still on the injury report? I mean, we know he's out for the season. They've already you told us that he's got a knee injury. And oh, by the way, I mean,
there's so much malpractice on the team.
Patrick Dumont, if you're listening, you might want to go ahead and just fire the medical staff all over again. I mean, I'll tell you what. Call Jerry. I mean, allegedly you got Mark Cuban in your hip pocket. Something has to give, because I'll tell you what. Whoever did who conducted the physical for Dante Exum before the season.
Somebody else.
Fire him.
That'd be like if the Lions cut someone to bring in Ragnow.
Well, didn't you? You essentially cut Omax.
No, you did.
Dante.
You waved and stretched him, which hurts your cap for next year.
Yeah.
Too.
So just, you kept so I, again. I just and look, it's revisionist history. We could do this all day if we really wanted to. But again, it just as much as we like to focus and center on what a travesty the Luka trade was, and rightfully so, it was.
And rightfully so.
But there was just
player of the month.
There's just so many other things that Nico did at the end where you almost feel like it was. I mean, I don't want to say. Look, and again, I'm not trying to be all conspiratorial, even though I am.
Do it.
It feels like this was an inside job where it was like, let's go ahead and just do as much harm as we can to this basketball team.
Can you think of one?
It just feels weird.
Other than Cooper Flagg, can you name one positive thing that's happened over the last?
And the Cooper Flagg thing, I mean, Stevie Wonder could have made that pick.
Yeah.
All right? Like, there was – Nico did nothing to pick Cooper Flagg. Like, the NBA gifted you the number one pick. So it wasn't like there was any shrewd move that was involved other than, hey, we're going to give you Luka, and the NBA said, all right, wink and a smile, we're going to go ahead and give you Cooper Flagg.
Are you happy with Cooper Flagg's performance this year?
I am. I mean, I think.
It feels like he's getting better every game. He had his little stretch of under 14, of course, right when we bet on him. Then the next game he goes off for 30.
But by the way, Mavs are up by one at halftime.
Let's go.
69-68, Anthony Davis with 21.
So the under's not going to hit.
There goes that. Yeah, no, it's already it's already passed.
Unless he gets negative points.
Unless they start taking points away.
One thing you can say about AD is I thought from what we saw on Friday night against the Lakers, A, he looked like he was in better shape. He definitely looked like he'd lost a few pounds. Like that was kind of the playing shape that you know we kind of expected Anthony Davis to be in, and we're used to seeing him in. And keep him at the five. All right, I get
you
it.
You got no choice now.
I mean, I get it. You're going to moonlight at the four every now and again whenever Lively and Gafford decide to come back. And actually, we're probably thinking more Gafford than anybody else, or maybe you throw Cisse out there at the five. And
I like
and
Cisse.
I like Cisse too. I mean, hey, say what you want. I mean,
haven't been watching, he's kind of he's getting up and down the court.
No, he's been. You know, here's the funny thing about Nico.
I'm gonna make a bold claim. I think Cisse in like 5 years is gonna be like a starter in the NBA. Whether it's for the Mavs or someone else, like I don't think he's just going to be some guy that flames out. I think he's got some real...
Yeah.
Because he's got some athleticism.
Plus he's 7 feet tall, right?
Yeah, he's got no like true NBA like practice and fundamentals. Like, he's definitely got a ways to go with that. But I've seen enough where I can see when he gets under the right coaching and gets a couple years, I think he'll be like borderline. Like if it was 2K, if you will, I think he'll be around that 80 to 81 rating.
That's role player. That's fill out the roster, give you valuable minutes, role player on a championship team type deal.
Like I think it can be a Gafford in 5 years.
I mean, hey, you could do a lot worse. I mean, he just signed what a $50 million deal last year. So I mean, he's set for life. That said,
just my hot take.
I think it's a great take. Nico was halfway decent at finding two way guys. He was good at finding bottom of the...
Memhard. I mean, not two-way, but kind of.
Undrafted. I mean, that's what he is right now. Yeah. But, I mean, an undrafted guy, you know, Cisse has been that. B-Will was a guy like that. I mean, hell, Kai Jones. I mean, he found a couple 10-day...
Miles Kelly? Miles Kelly's currently on the team.
What was the 7-foot white dude's name? Cody Kessler or something like that?
No, it was Kessler.
There was Kessler...
We had Kessler Edwards.
Who wasn't a two-way guy?
He bounced around, though. But he was in the NBA. Like, he played for the Kings and started for them and played NBA minutes. There was another white
boy. But he was a two-way guy, though, for the remember? Because they had to utilize his game. But who was the tall white dude?
Oh, my God. He played for the Lakers, right? Or did he play for the Lakers after?
Mm.
Y'all know who we're talking about. Real Mavs fans know who we're talking about.
I think his name was Cody.
I think it was Miles.
Maybe it was Miles Cody. Anyway, 877.
Miles Kelly?
No. Miles Kelly, I think, is...
Kelly Clark? 877-881-1053.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kelly Olynyk? Kelly Spurlock. 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. If you remember the tall white dude who had a cup of coffee with the Dallas Mavericks last year, we'll get to them here in just a smidge. All right, coming up next, let's get back into some Cowboys discussion, a little bit of NFL talk, as well as we've got some audio to get to. Plus, we will update you on this week in the National Football League. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. This is Fan After Dark.
Welcome back to the Fan After Dark. This upcoming segment is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first. 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
Appreciate that, Dylon. We will get a Stars report here in a little while from our guy, Mr. Trevor, the creator, as your Dallas Stars. They're playing tonight, correct? Old Dallas Stars, by
no,
the way.
They played yesterday.
That's right. Yeah, because they beat the Ottawa Senators yesterday like 6-3 or something like that. I'll tell you what, they're kicking everybody's ass right now.
Who?
The Dallas Stars.
Yeah, brother.
They are.
You also got the Spits and Suds report in your email?
I didn't see it today. Did he send a little recap out there? Shout out to our boy.
He's missing the recaps, Dylan.
Shout out to our boy Gavin Spittle.
Ooh, Dylan's missing the recaps.
Dylan didn't get them either. Speaking of recaps, New England 13 taking out the kneecaps of the New York Giants 30-13. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. Meanwhile, your Dallas Mavericks are up 69-68 over the Denver Nuggets. Cooper Flagg has 11 points on 4 of 8 shooting. Anthony Davis, everybody's favorite Dallas Maverick, he's got 21. That's 21 for those of you Spanish speakers out there. He's 8 of 13 on the night. He's also got 7 rebounds on the night as well in 18 minutes of game action. And Ryan Nemhard, a.k.a. Jalen Brunson 2.0, has 11 points on 18 minutes of action on 5 of 7 shooting.
Jason Kidd loves him.
No, he absolutely does.
Like, when he plays, he plays. He gets a lot of minutes. He'll keep him out there for a long spurt.
Speaking of people that he doesn't love, D'Angelo Russell finally got out of the doghouse as he's played 9 minutes. He's played 8 minutes tonight, has 5 points on 2 of 4 shooting. And our favorite, Klay Thompson, has 6 points in 9 minutes of action. So,
you know, this is the number one offense versus the dead last offense tonight. Nuggets versus Mavs.
That doesn't surprise me.
Number one versus dead last, and it's still tied up. Mavs are winning, if you will.
Jokic, he's got 17, and Spencer Jones leads all. Well, no, he didn't lead all scorers. He leads all Nuggets with 19 points, 7 of 8 shooting tonight for our guy Spencer. No Christian Braun tonight.
No Christian.
He's still out.
Jamal Murray is walking to the locker room as we speak.
Shout out to Canada. Shout out to Canada.
Looks like a knee injury. That's never good.
That can't be good. I tell you what, that is one thing about that Nugget team. They have gotten beaten up this year. Aaron Gordon's out. Christian Braun's out. And that would be a huge hit if Jamal Murray's out. Okay, we're talking a little NFL here. One of the biggest stories in the National Football League this year. And you had a great TikTok or reel or whatever the hell you were looking at earlier. More depressed franchise or more depressed fan base right now. Chiefs, Lions, Steelers, Ravens. What say you?
I don't think it's the Chiefs because you guys have won a Super Bowl recently, so I don't think there's that much to be depressed.
There's nothing to be depressed about. Can you be upset? Can you be sad? Can you be shocked? Yes. Should you be depressed? If you're a depressed Chiefs fan right now, get the hell out of here.
I'm leaning. I think the other three are valid. I think there's an argument for all three of them. I think the Ravens have the best chance of. They could turn it around tomorrow and everyone would forget about that take and they could make a deep playoff run. But Lamar also is, what, in year 7? Year 8? And he's made one AFC championship? And you're going to have a year where Mahomes most likely is not going to be in it and you're not really...
Hey, calm down.
And you're not really threatening to really do anything this year. Yeah, you'll probably win the division.
This is year 8
year
for
eight.
Lamar.
And he's got all the MVPs. He's got all the talent in the world. He's actually got, like, a top 5 like QBR in the pocket, some weird stat, yeah, like completion percentage, touchdown to interception ratio, one of the best rushers other than, you know, Josh Allen and Michael Vick. Like, he's in there. He's in that conversation. Yeah. He's a legend. or I don't say legend. He's going to be one of the players that will be remembered after he's done playing.
Oh,
people
absolutely.
Still talk about Lamar Jackson. But at the end of the day, what we really care about is it's cool to have all the stats and where this team is. He is too good of a player for them to not be in deep playoff runs every year. I get it. You're playing against Mahomes.
Yeah.
But Josh Allen is a little bit different because they're in that conversation for AFC Championship. It feels like every year. Like, I think a lot of us have agreed.
I mean, he's only been beaten by think about it. Josh Allen's defeats have come to either Pat Mahomes or Joe Burrow.
And Joe Burrow's just kind of been the boogeyman that a year or two has just kind of messed up everybody's run.
Well, I was going to say, he's every other year. He's either hurt or throwing for a gazillion yards. Yeah. There's really no in between.
So I would say the fan base has the most – the one that should be the most sad should be the Lions. Because you were on top of the world. Mm-hmm. You had the best team. You were the betting favorite to, like, make the Super Bowl like the last, like, 3 years, it feels like. You had the high-powered offense. You had the defensive pieces. The one that should be like, what are we going to do? We don't have any answer is the Steelers fans. Because explain to me, Fred, how did the Steelers get better after this year? Aaron Rodgers is 70. You're not going to have a great draft pick because your team's mediocre. And you've got middle-of-the-road cap space. And nobody wants to go play in Pittsburgh, as we've seen. Like, they got DK because they traded George Pickens.
They traded.
It's not like they got free agents just running over there.
Well, and I don't know that this gets – well, I mean, I guess it's gotten talked about a little bit in some regards.
I wouldn't count the Browns. No, I think the Browns are in a fine situation. They have a really good defense, and they're going to have a bad enough pick to get a quarterback probably the next 2 years. They're actually not in a bad situation. They're paying a lot of money at quarterbacks, but there's 10 – I can name 10 other situations worse than the Cleveland Browns. They've already fixed one side of the ball.
I don't know that I would say that because here's the problem. That defense has been pretty good, though, for a while. I mean, you've had Myles Garrett for seven, 8 years.
You got to figure out the quarterback. But, I mean, you could say that about the Jets. And the Jets do you think the Jets' defense is as good as the Browns?
How was the rest of the play, Mrs. Lincoln? I mean, yeah, you got to find a quarterback. I mean, that's therein lies
the
rub.
But I'm saying they have figured out half of the problem. Well, there's teams that haven't figured out either side of the ball. Like, I think the Falcons are in a worse spot than the Browns. What do they have on either side of the ball that's inspiring other than Bijan Robinson? And we've seen Bijan this entire year. Be healthy. And what do they got, 4 wins? At least the Browns are going to be bad enough to get a draft pick, and I think they have figured out that they have a top 3 defense. The Falcons can't hang their hat on anything, and their draft picks go into the Rams this year. Like, where is their rebuild coming? The Steelers have the most expensive defense in the league and have been a mid-to-average defense at best, and they're not going to have a good draft pick and have no cap space and are banking on Aaron Rodgers being there.
Of course, I think part of the problem with the Steelers, though, is why they've been – I mean, their defense has been so rough, especially here as of late, is you just – there's no – I think two things are in play right now. A, Tomlin – I think players have tuned Tomlin out, all right? If we're going to give – Mike McCarthy a hard time about his transgressions over the last decade since he won a Super Bowl. We kind of need to do the same thing with Mike Tomlin. All right. Like, I don't understand why we give Mike Tomlin such a pass year in, year out. All right. I mean, I get it. He's great. He gives great press conferences. He's always got witty one-liners, and he says stuff that you like in the press. He wins the press conference all the time. Win a game. How about that? Win a playoff game. Now, you could argue, well, guess what? Part of the problem is he hadn't had a quarterback. Well, at some point, you need to bottom out. All right, you need to bottom out, or you need to have a better play, or maybe you do decide. You find a quarterback you like, and you go and trade some picks for it. All right, I mean Omar Khan or whatever his name is, the GM for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean it's been roster malfeasance in how ever since Ben Roethlisberger retired, you've had this rotating group of turd Fergusons at quarterback.
Yeah, the Steelers front office hasn't done them any favors.
I mean, dude, Mason Rudolph is still on this roster. All right, I mean, Mason Rudolph is literally like the guy that, you know, you like him because he's a good dude. He says all the right things.
Like
he took
enough,
a helmet to the head.
There's enough good quarterbacks, so we shouldn't have Max Brosmer and Mason Rudolph still getting
paychecks. I think we're in a situation right now. I think the NFL is in a really weird place right now where you've got you've got a lot of GMs that don't know what they're doing. You've got a lot of teams that don't know what they're doing. And I have serious questions about player development in NFL.
Well, then that kind of goes back to college then, too. They're talking about the players that are joining the NFL. I mean, that's why the Kirbys and the Sabins were beloved, because they got guys ready for the NFL. So when they stepped in, they were like, we're ready. We know this type of pressure. We know this type of preparation. We know how these playbooks work. You don't got Saban around, obviously, anymore. Kirby is only one man.
He's a dying breed, man.
So I think it kind of goes to college. I mean, I hate to make it as simple as that, but how these players are being brought up, and now they're like, hey, offseason, let's go. Jaden Blue, let's go.
No, I don't disagree with you one bit, but I at the same time, too, though, I also think that And let's just bring it back to the Cowboys. One of the reasons why the Cowboys are having such a great year, now that things have kind of changed on the defensive side of the ball and you added some good players, is they've got a good coaching staff.
Yeah, that's the one thing
that we've talked about with this Dallas Cowboy team. That's one thing that we all loved up Shoddy for at the beginning of the year, was he didn't necessarily go with guys that had to have Dallas Cowboy ties. He went with guys that he knew that were just good coaches.
And think about it. It's a mixed bag. You got college coaches being Junior Adams from Oregon. You got Connor Riley from K-State,
yeah.
Cooper Beebe's coach.
Yeah.
Then you got guys that were the offensive line coach as your offensive coordinator.
You got Linda Wells, who's your, who coached up offensive line and coaches up your tight ends.
Tight ends. And then you got Eberflus, who was very much maligned. Nobody wanted to really hire him. And they said, you know what, we'll make him our D coordinator. Like, you have a pretty mixed bag of – you didn't just go get, Robert Saleh. These guys are
although I don't think anybody would have complained if you did.
No, I'm saying in a good way. You didn't just go get someone who's a stalwart defensive coordinator where you're like, you know this guy is going to coach a good defense.
We knew Eberflus was a good D coordinator. I mean, I don't think he gets the Bears job.
I mean, a lot of people weren't loving it at the beginning. Like, I'm saying Robert Saleh is a guy that is...
Yeah, but look, in fairness to Eberflus, all right? You can only do so much with the players you have, because guess what? Osa didn't look the way he did. Osa did not look like the same Osa in weeks 1 through 8 as he has the last 3 weeks.
Correct.
All right. It's, again, the secondary.
Ryan Nimhardt has 24 points? Did I read that right?
Is that Jalen Brunson Jr.?
He's on an absolute heater. He's 10 of 12 from the floor, 4 of 5 from deep.
Maybe we need a...
Okay, so to whoever the 979 was, I'll tell you what, we owe you an apology, 979. I mean, maybe we've got a little Jalen Brunson Jr. here and didn't know it. Tell you what, shame on us. Shame on us, 979. At the very least, we will allow ourselves to admit when we were wrong.
24.
My man's got 24 points, and we're 5 minutes left in the third. He's putting up a 30-burger. You should have went with Nimhardt for you. Hell, you might have walked out with 10 grand.
If you had Nimhardt for 30, you'd probably make 5 grand.
Your Christmas presents have been bought. Okay, your Christmas has been paid for. Hell, you might actually have an extra mortgage payment. Who knows?
We should just start doing that. Just a random bet. Just Caleb Martin.
Come on, dude. Seriously.
Make 20 grand.
You go broke doing that. Seriously, waiting for that thing to hit forever and ever.
Ryan Nimhardt. If you had Ryan Nimhardt and Spencer Jones.
If you had
James,
Ryan Nimhardt going 20.
Spencer Jones.
You're making a G.
And Ryan Nimhardt for 30. Can you imagine how much money you'd have made? And they're both about to drop 30.
You're doing big boy things after that. No, I'll tell you what. From the 817, Browns don't count because they're always suicidal. Look, I don't dispute that one bit. That's the problem with the Cleveland Browns.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Browns. I don't disagree that their defense is great. There's just something about that franchise.
I believe in them.
Well, you and...
Perfect timing.
You and
Nimhard is 26 now.
Andrew Berry?
Oh, my God. Nimhard might make the All-Star game. Perfect timing, baby.
What's that?
Shador Sanders, I believe.
Look, I like Shador, too. I just hope that it's that they actually, you know, help him out and put people around him.
Go ahead and cut Dylan Gabriel.
And what is Jerry Jeudy doing? Bitching out Shador on the sideline.
Do you realize you've been on like four different teams as the number one overall pick or first overall pick?
Jerry Jeudy, you stay dropping passes. You've already been punked by Steve Smith for calling you out, saying you were a tier three receiver.
And first round receivers are hits. He's one of the few that's not. So I would take a seat.
Jerry, calm down, bro. Slow your roll. All right, coming up next, let's do a little fair or foul. Lots to get to. This is the Fan After Dark.
And it's back to the Fan After Dark. This upcoming segment is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They've got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Relax and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevy registrations 2023 and 2024.
You know what that music means. You know what that music means. It's time for a little fair foul, and we've got a couple doozies here for you, ladies and gentlemen. Quick update on your Dallas Mavericks, 100-98. Don't look now, but Cooper Flagg has a 20-burger on 8 of 16 shooting. He's got 6 rebounds as well. Anthony Davis has 23, and Ryan Nemhard has 26 as well. So the two rookies putting in 46 combined. Anthony Davis coming back. Like I said, he missed the of course, and it makes sense. I mean, you're not going to have him play in the back-to-back you're not going to have him play in the second game of a back-to-back. So nice little performance from Anthony Davis. You have to and again.
Oh, my God. Peyton Watson has 5 rebounds. He just got 3 in like 30 seconds.
There you go. So you're about to hit that one there. So
Jamal Murray.
You're waiting on him. That's it.
He's in the game, though. So
all right. Well, hopefully. And he's sitting there with he's got 10.
I know.
He's got 10 points.
5 points from Jamal Murray. And
we need 5 points, and then he's going to hit another parlay, and Sam Rothstein, a.k.a. Blake, hits once again. 102-100, 30 seconds left to go in the third quarter, so we'll keep you posted on that. That game will probably be over by the time we get off the air, so we will definitely keep you posted on that. We're kind of torn. Like, we want...
We want close games.
I'd kind of be okay if they end up losing, like, 132-130. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, we're not like, hey, you played well. You still lost.
Oh, no, they look good.
That's too bad. That's too bad.
Get that trade value. Hey, yeah. AD, go for 40.
Hey, AD hasn't looked bad. He didn't look bad Friday, and he hasn't looked bad tonight.
You hear that, NBA teams? Hopefully you're listening. AD can help your team.
And I think he understands, like, dude, you can't play the 4. Like, AD, look, everybody wants to do certain things, but AD, you're not a 4. You can't shoot. You can't move. Be a 5. Put up 20 and 10 for the next couple of years and ride off into the sunset and go get the Mavericks a couple first-round picks.
I don't know if you saw our boy Grant came out with the viral tweet today. Anthony Davis reportedly expected to be traded. They got it 3 million views today. And also the Chicago Bulls, per Jamal Collier, which is a Bulls reporter and covers the NBA for ESPN, Chicago Bulls have discussed trading for Anthony Davis. The Bulls have had internal discussions about how to proceed, including conversations about Dallas Mavericks star Anthony Davis, sources told ESPN, whom they believe could help the team's prowess, rim protection, and defensive interior.
Love to see it.
Give us Giddey.
And he's a Chicago guy.
Give us Giddey, Buzelis, Kobe White, Vucevic, and all your
that.
Firsts.
You ain't getting all that. I'll tell you what, if you got two firsts and Giddey, you'll take that all day.
I want Buzelis.
That's about all you're going to get. All right, fair or foul, here we go. Sometimes people, when you talk on your cell phone, it's too much, and especially when you're on speaker in public. And it's only right when someone says, hey, can you turn that down? But this is where you take it too far. A 17-year-old was arrested after San Antonio police say she pepper sprayed several people on a Riverwalk boat earlier this month. Cassidy Luce Trevino has been charged with one count of assault causing bodily injury, a Class A misdemeanor, and two counts of injury to a child, elderly, disabled person with intent, a third-degree felony, Bexar County jail records show. Trevino was booked into jail on Wednesday. San Antonio police said she pepper sprayed at least eight people, including a three-year-old child and an older adult, on a barge around 8:35 p.m. Saturday, November 15th, in the 500 block of Riverwalk. Multiple people on the boat told officers that she was told to turn down her loud phone. The boat operator also said the woman told the woman to turn down her phone, then stopped the boat to let her exit, according to a San Antonio police report. After getting off the boat, SAPD said she allegedly began threatening those still on board before pepper spraying the victims. Police said she then ran off. Several of the victims reported injuries. An arrest warrant affidavit states victim experienced pain, a burning sensation, and difficulty breathing for a prolonged period of time. Sounds like me after a long workout. Footage posted to TikTok after the alleged incident showed people disembarking the boat, which appeared to be docked between East Crockett Street and East Commerce Street. According to an arrest warrant affidavit, Trevino's probation officer and a San Antonio police officer saw the TikTok video and recognized her. The officers notified police. Crime Stoppers of San Antonio also received multiple tips from people who watched the video and identified Trevino as the suspect. Fair foul, being told to turn down your phone and then pepper spraying everyone that told you to.
I think that's fair. It's your phone. It's your property.
Yeah.
And now people are going to tell me how my expensive iPhone that I pay for, I have to deal with it. No, I'm a pepper spray you. So I say fair.
Yeah.
And also I would tell my boss that that's AI. That's not me. AI has gotten out of control. Sora. Yeah. We just saw Sora.
We did.
We did. See how easy you could fake it?
Yeah, but you, they saw you on the boat.
Yeah, Sora. AI.
No, it's a real person. Like, that's not AI. That's a real person. Like, they saw you on the boat. So you're okay with being on the boat.
Someone could lie.
Talking too loud. Someone's loud.
So who's to say that person's not lying? They saw me on the boat.
No, video. Video.
AI.
Everybody saw you. No, not everything's AI. You can't. We literally just saw a Chinese dude build a little town for his cat and his kid.
Yeah.
Wasn't real. Okay, yeah, exactly. That was real.
But all this right. wasn't.
No,
I'm telling
no
my
it absolutely was. They literally, the TikTok and the video showed it. Her own probation officer identified her.
You know, if TikTok shows it, it has to be real.
Yeah, it's got
to
be real.
Why,
exactly.
Like, because of TikTok? No, I'm saying this is
fair.
Oh,
I know you're not talking about TikTok. You know, so you're okay with just blaring people's phones? And So if you were out with, say, a young lady,
okay. And
you're enjoying yourselves, you guys are having a nice conversation, and some kid has his phone or her phone blaring, you're okay with it?
I would laugh. I would say it's a kid.
Yeah.
What's next? What's your next objection?
You wouldn't say turn it down?
No, because it's not my kid. Because then I would assume the parents are going to do that. And if they don't.
Well, the parents aren't there.
Okay, well then I would.
So you're okay
then I'd call the police if the parents aren't with the kid.
I'd go to a place that probably wouldn't allow kids in. I would think I'd take my young. Okay, well then she's grown enough to realize she's making a fool of herself more. I don't need to call her out. I'm not a Karen. I'm going to just enjoy my dinner.
No, you're on a boat.
Why would I let my boat date be affected by someone else? I don't care what they do.
So she's loud. So the phone's loud. She's loud, and you're just okay with
it. There's two different objections.
Now, what kind of boat are we on?
Yes,
a boat that's on the Riverwalk in San Antonio.
So it's one that you are renting. Knowing there's going to be other people on there. If I'm so high maintenance, high affluent, high power.
I don't think you need to be affluent to ride on a boat.
Well, I'm saying for them to be getting mad, how dare you blare your speakers on our date, then go get a private boat. That's the whole point of it.
Yeah, but I don't go there to have other people. Like, you're ruining the experience for everybody else.
That's part of it.
No, it's not part of it. If I read the boat and it says, oh, by the way, we will have people on here that are blaring their phones and talking too loud, then if you're okay with that. But that's not part of the gig.
No, I disagree. That is part of the gig. You realize when you book a semi-private anything, airplane, boat, carnival ride, there's going to be disturbances. And if you don't like them, that's perfectly fine. Book a private.
Well, no,
if you got the money.
No. If they're being loud and unruly, it's within your right to say, hey, could you please be quiet?
It's within your right. Yeah, I'm not saying it's within your right. You asked if I would do that. I said no. If it was that big of a deal to me, I'd book something private. Yeah. If it's not a big deal to me and I'm going on the public plane, not the PJ, I know it's a boat, but I'm just saying. Then I got to deal with the crying baby.
No.
A crying baby is very
17-year-old.
Night and day difference. A baby crying is one thing.
Okay, a 17-year-old.
A 17-year-old acting like an a-hole is something totally different.
Not how I would raise my child, but it's also not my child. So.
Okay, but you can still say something to him.
You can. You can say something. I didn't say you can. I said I wouldn't.
So you're okay with him pepper spraying somebody for saying something to him?
I'm okay with that.
Wow. No.
Wait, who's doing the pepper spraying? The person that would playing on the phone?
The girl on the phone after, I mean, did you not listen to a word
I just
said?
I got confused.
So she's on her phone being an a-hole. Everybody was like, hey, would you, the boat captain even told her to be quiet.
Now that,
I mean,
let them handle it. Me as a guest?
Yes.
Me as in the company,
but again,
I'm staying
quiet. It was loud enough to where people that were trying to enjoy themselves. And the boat captain says, hey, can you turn that down and be quiet? And then as she's getting off the boat, she pepper sprays everybody on her way out. And oh, by the way, her probation officer was one of the people that identified her.
Was her probation officer on the boat?
No, they saw the video of her pepper spraying
AI.
People.
See, now we're going,
you know,
he said, she
said. You know what?
I hope
you get pepper sprayed on the way home.
We're going, he said, she said.
Fair foul.
It's foul.
Thank
don't
you.
Pepper spray someone.
Thank
just
you.
Because you're being annoying.
I agree with the pepper spray part, but I think the first part's more important.
What?
Getting annoyed with someone when you paid for semi-private. I've been there, paid for semi-private, and there was people that were being annoying.
Yeah.
But I also realized
stop being annoying.
I had the choice to pay for private. I didn't do that, so I have to deal with the...
No. There's a general expectation.
Expectation, not a rule.
Yeah.
Expectation.
Okay, so you violated that expectation. Like, everybody there has an expectation for you not to act inconsiderate. Period. End of story. And so you're well within your right.
Well, we could say
to
that 24/7 anywhere. We have expectations of people to act certain ways, and people
exactly.
never do
so
it.
If somebody says something to them, you're not out of line for saying it. Now, you can take it too far, and you're certainly not. It shouldn't result in somebody being pepper sprayed as a result of such. And if the boat captain's saying it, then that lets you know further that old girl was doing too much.
Do we know if the boat captain had been drinking? Do we know what they were doing before? We're just assuming.
You had nine people that said this chick was doing too much. And then she pepper sprayed everybody and ran off. So we're going to. So suddenly nine people are in the wrong.
You know what it was?
But you're siding with the person that, A, was already on probation.
I like taking the minority.
Pepper sprayed and ran off.
I like being in the minority. You know what it was?
No, you're just like getting on Fred's nerves.
You know what it was?
That's what you like.
You know what it was? I think she was a good looking young lady and they were jealous. That's what I think it was.
You
had a bunch of Karens.
You almost made me say something I shouldn't have said.
We had a bunch of Karens on the boat that were mad at home.
I hope you get pepper sprayed on your way home. Anthony Davis has a 30 ball right now.
I need Jamal Murray to score. I'm going to punch my TV.
He's taken two shots.
Thanks, Fred. I'm watching the game.
So hadn't scored. Tell you what. I bet he would ask somebody to be quiet if he was on a boat, but, you know, anyway,
we digress. I haven't seen anybody in the video, so for people saying if she's good looking or not, I have no idea.
She's just okay. I mean, she's nothing special. Let's put it that way. Trust me, no one's mad at her because of her looks. I can promise you that much
now. I'm off of
that one. You're way off on that. Here, look, you can see her. That's her right there.
Okay.
You're going to go ahead and...
You know what it was? She was just being herself, and nobody wants to be themselves nowadays. She was having a phone call.
You know
call.
What? Don't put your phone on speed. Matter of fact, I want to say you even did something. We did a segment one time where we talked about people using their phone on speaker in public places.
That was devil's advocate. I was just that was just for the bit.
Yeah, it's too much. It's too much.
And now we're talking about rude and Gen Z.
It's rude and inconsiderate. It is. It is.
People don't do rude and inconsiderate stuff every day.
If you're in a public place, put your phone on either. Put your phone up to your ear or use AirPods or whatever, like the rest of everybody else.
You never talk on speaker ever? I'm sure I do.
Not in public.
We need to bring back bullying.
Not in public.
I doubt it. I bet all three of us at some point have been annoying on speakerphone. I'm not saying 24/7. I'm sure we've had spurts where we're talking out loud in a parking lot, in a grocery store.
In a parking lot. That's okay. A parking lot where you're around cars and no one has any expectation of, hey, wow, this guy's talking in the parking lot. What a jerk.
So why is a boat any different? Just jump in the water.
Really? Boat versus a parking lot.
Just jump in the water, bro. That's what we're on the boat for, to go to the water.
I hope your parlay doesn't hit tonight.
Shout out to Jamal Murray.
Final segment of the final hour. Final hour of the show coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.